Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Simply, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, happy camper that you are. We're gonna blow the ship out of the water here. What the hell is going on with Hunter Biden?
Well, there are several in media, including the Daily Mail, that is still cultivating all things in the laptop.
Yep.
And inside the most recent story is where Hunter is actually being filmed. And why he filmed himself doing all this, I'll never know. But he is filming a conversation that he is having, obviously, in a hotel room.
With a hooker.
With a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the fact that his father is running for president, and that a set of Russian operatives that he was with stole his laptop. What he says is, again.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that, you know, this, and he's telling the prostitute all this, and he's saying, this is really bad because they know that I've made a gazillion dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know what to say with this, except that given the fact that the FBI has the laptop and has had it for at least 2 years, I have no use for the FBI now. None. Zero. I'm finished with the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at this point, what this tells me, and I can't prove it, but the reason that they're not doing anything or they're dragging their feet is because Joe Biden is up to his eyeballs in this.
Right.
Especially with whatever kind of money. And if you look at the portfolio, or plural, portfolios that Obama gave Biden to handle and manage,
mm-hmm,
as vice president, that it's very, very likely that Obama could be in part of some of this. He probably could have said, I'm going to give you this. You go handle what you want, but I get 10%.
Yeah.
That's just me talking. I can't prove it.
I know.
But, this is bad enough, as far as I'm concerned, that Biden is a colossal security risk.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's breaking news coming out of Afghanistan. It's not good. Apparently, the Taliban have now taken their 10th provincial capital.
Yep. Bad.
And they got their eyeballs on Kabul, which they're trying to surround and cut off. That's the prize that they're trying to go after right now. And I'm looking at the map with all the different territory where the Taliban is, and they pretty much control Afghanistan right now.
Correct.
And now I'm looking at the equipment that the Taliban have got, and it's the American Humvees and whatnot that they have, and I just saw them driving them.
Well, we were supposed to blow them all up.
Well, we blew the ones up that they took from, Kandahar, and they took them to some place along with some MRAPs and whatnot. They had the GPS turned on, and we did blow them up. I'm not so sure that they might have figured out how to turn off the GPS on what they got right now. But anyway, that's a story for a little bit later. Now, the thing of it is we have the new governor, upcoming governor, incoming governor, if you will, Lieutenant Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, who has apparently tried to distance herself as best she can from Andrew Cuomo. She said that she's not going to tolerate any of the stuff, and if there's anybody in there that's involved in any way with what Cuomo was involved in, they're going to be taken out of the government. They're going to be asked to resign or whatever the words were she used.
I mean, this is all the lawyers talking. She's been told to say, you know, certain things for the survival, not of her or not of anything other than there's more going on there in that state than we will necessarily know.
Sure.
So it's corrupt to the core. It isn't any better than Illinois.
You betcha. All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Mike, take it away.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet we will. Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. Now, education of our youth is always critical, and we had a trust in our school system that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who has written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these books are beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Now, don't forget, volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution, where choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls into love with the during the War of 1812, and in volume three, it features Tuggy and his bride settle in the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. It's an absolute must for homeschoolers, and the books are available in English and Spanish, too. Go to Coastal, and by the way, locally, you can go to Coastal Market 607, that's Coastal Market 607, at 607 Clearwater Largo Road to purchase the books locally. So there you go, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Guess who's on TV? Our buddy, Mr.
I see him.
Yep, he's, there he is. Yep, he's on TV. Well, that's a razz him because here he is up doing that, and he could have been over here talking to us, but that's okay. Now, the situation is not getting any better for the folks that are having problems with inflation. Now, there's a lot of people on fixed incomes that obviously the cost of goods and services have just jumped totally out of sight. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I haven't bought eggs in a long time, but they were telling me what the price of eggs were, and what they were, say, 6 months ago and what they are today. Do you realize they've gone up a dollar a dozen?
Oh, yeah. They're ridiculous.
Huh. And I can remember when you could buy a dozen eggs for 99 cents.
No, we're in the $4.50 range.
That's right. So where is this all going to stop? I mean, Biden doesn't seem to want to do anything. He keeps saying, well, we haven't raised the taxes. Oh, everything's good. The economy's booming. We got all these jobs and all that. Yeah, sure.
Well, the speech that he gave yesterday, we're going to create millions of jobs, good-paying jobs. I mean, he has said it with all these spending bills and the infrastructure bill and this and that and this and that. Well, based on the millions of jobs that he keeps talking about, mm-hmm. we don't have enough people in the United States to fill the jobs that he keeps falsely selling.
Correct.
We can't fill the jobs that we have now. Mm-hmm. Well, we need over a million truck drivers, and we need 1.5 million nurses. That's just those two.
Well, he's got a special program, I'll have you know, just for the women to get them into truck driving. And truck driving for women is not an easy chore by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I mean, we're just being scammed here. I mean, we're being fleeced and we're being lied to and we're being manipulated.
Well, I agree. 100%. I agree. So what do we do, Coach? We can't impeach the guy. We're not the people that got elected, but we need to do something. We need to wake somebody up somewhere along the line.
Well, I heard on, I can't take credit for this, but somebody on TV said it very well last night. And because of what's going on with critical race theory, we've been asking ourselves, you know, given the spending and the stupidness that's going on in Washington, D.C. by the Biden administration, where's the Tea Party? At this point, I would say that the Tea Party right about now is actually, I would say the PTA parents, parents of any
that's
students,
true.
not just public school students, but also college students.
That's true.
Because of what the they're being subjected to in critical race theory in academia. So the point being that whether you have kids in the system or not, if you own real estate, you pay property taxes, which means that you have a dog in the fight. So I think you you need to exercise your rights as a taxpayer on what is happening here. With critical race theory, and with that, you get everything else, meaning the lack of law and order and so forth. So we're in trouble, and I think that we need to certainly join in with these parents on all things critical race theory just to begin with.
Well, you're right about the Tea Party groups, and you're right about what they're doing. They're going to these meetings, these school boards, these county commissioners, these state legislative things, they are definitely going there. Groups, friends of mine, are going in vans and whatnot. They're actually traveling groups of 8, 10 and whatnot. Not big groups, but groups nonetheless. And they are asking questions and they're making themselves heard, which is what they've always done. Because, again, a lot of these Tea Parties, people don't realize they've got legislative committees for this group and that group and another group over here, and they send them out to 3-4 different places at a time to go and make themselves heard. And that's what they're doing.
Well, it goes, part of the critical race theory questions that need to be asked is also what are the teachers' unions doing and what are the school systems mm-hmm. doing? Who are they paying? What influence do they get? buying and who are they teaching? And not only is it just within the public school system, but now we have corporations that are knee-deep in this, as there was a big story last night about American Express. So we know that it's being taught in our service academies. So we're in a very bad place, and since we seem to not have the rallies and the fight going on at the Tea Party level, because we haven't even seen them at the Tea Party, then I would say we've got other places to go. So what are the school systems? What is the Department of Education? Let's see how big this all really is and who's paying for what. You know, how, where are all the places we are being fleeced?
Well, Tuesday night they'll be at Muggs at ICOT Center in Pinellas Park. That's where they'll be Tuesday night, about 250, maybe as many as 300 people, but certainly a couple hundred to 250 is what they average when they have their meetings. So that's where that one group of people will be. And every Tuesday night they're at Bradenton at Mixon Farms with 100 to 115 or 25 people there. So those are the two places that I can personally speak of where I know where they're at.
Well, back when I was in, I guess, middle school, you know, we had the old cliche when you were going through your typing course and learning shorthand or notepad or whatever.
Yep.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
Yep.
I would say, ladies and gentlemen, we are watching this nation come in a tailspin. And now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
Yep.
The time is now.
Now, the Republicans have told the Democrats they're going to have to go it alone in the debt ceiling. Republicans don't want anything to do with it.
The Republican leadership has said that you won't get any Republicans now that will support an increase in the debt ceiling. And that's got Janet Yellen in a panic, and rightly so. They should be in a panic. So I'm fine. If you don't raise the debt ceiling, and you're going to have to start thinking of some other things to necessarily solve the spending problem, these legislative problems that we've got going on here. So I even said, I think about a week and a half ago, that raising the debt ceiling is going to be the tool to deal with.
I hear you. Okay, here comes the music. I'll have to let you go, and we will talk to you tonight on the Radio. Have yourself a great, great, great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Try it on over there. Check all the things that she has to offer. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House issued new guidance to Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents Wednesday, instructing them to refrain from deporting immigrants who were the victims of a crime. In a statement, Acting ICE Director Ty Johnson said the move was made to encourage immigrants living illegally in the country to contact law enforcement to assist in criminal investigations. The policy change is part of a continuing policy from the Biden administration for the agency to prioritize who it arrests and deports. In February, agents were directed to focus efforts on arresting recent border crossers and those deemed threats to national security. And the FDA is close to approving a third dose of COVID vaccine for people who are immunocompromised. The agency said Wednesday that it was evaluating potential options on the issue along with the CDC. About 3% of Americans are immunocompromised and may have had lower immune responses after receiving the shot, leaving them still vulnerable to infection. The agency is expected to release its decision on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. This portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two locations to train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you all about where those campuses are right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And here they are right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you and train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston on the Loop. Now, you can also find them online at naa.edu, and I would strongly suggest that you call them up and ask to take a tour at whichever campus is closer to you where you can get this done. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take a tour at whichever campus is closer to you, the one in Clearwater, Florida,
or the one in Concord, Mass, right outside Boston. So there you go. All right, now you got your marching orders. You take it from there. Now, great big military exercise that's been going on here between Russia and China. We told you about it last week. This is something that's been going on for a little bit more than a week. And we know that China and Russia are trying to prepare themselves for whatever it is that may be coming in the South China Sea and beyond, because that's been the area where China has been flexing their muscles to the point to where they're pretty much going to be the bosses of applesauce in the whole region because of the size of their navy, amongst other things, and we'll just have to wait and see how that works out. I know we're going to steer a little wide berth of them because we don't really want to have any confrontations if we can help it with the Chinese, but I'm being told that our Navy is more than up to handling the task, so we'll see. We'll see. Now, the Biden administration is preparing for Afghanistan's capital to fall far sooner than feared only a few weeks ago, as a rapid disintegration of security has prompted the revision of an already stark intelligence assessment predicting Kabul could be overrun in just a matter of a few months to a few weeks, with the U.S. military departing. Now, this is according to current and former U.S. officials who have been paying close attention to what's going on. We already heard this morning about the 10th provisional capital being taken under control by the Taliban. Now, they now control, in terms of ground, they now control two-thirds of Afghanistan. Two-thirds of Afghanistan controlled by the Taliban. No one should be surprised at that, because the Afghani army has literally thrown down, in some cases, their weapons and run away to avoid a fight with the Taliban. In other cases, they're holding strong, but there doesn't seem to be any real method to their madness, if you will. Now, they've got, according to Joe Biden, 300,000 members of the Afghan military, which includes pilots and aircraft and some technical equipment and whatnot, artillery, tanks. But a lot of them are just not engaging the enemy. So consequently, while the Afghani troops run away, throw their uniforms, take their uniforms off, throw them on the ground, and blend into with the crowd, with the people, while the Afghani military is doing some of that, the Taliban are just gaining territory hand over fist. Now, they are currently sitting on the doorstep of Kabul, which is the nation's capital. We'll have to wait and see how that all works out. By the way, these Middle Atlantic bases have toxic levels of cancer-causing chemicals underground and above ground from the Chesapeake Bay South. We don't need to explain where. Most people know where they're at. By the way, also a bill to control more veterans with service dogs is headed to the president, Joe Biden, to sign. Congress passed the bill to help the vets with mental health issues. Also, once vaccines for the most novel coronavirus CD patients become mandatory, the U.S. and their service members could face a range of punishments, including administrative separation and court-martial, for refusing to get inoculated, if that is indeed the case, if they refuse to do so after 15 September coming up. Now, under the SWOLE Act, that's S-W-O-L-E, surface warfare officers would be assigned to specialized career paths, which means that the Navy could be moving people around and giving them jobs that would actually lock them into some pretty neat pay and promotion circumstances. Now, North Korea repeated its threat against Korea and the U.S. as the United States says that the joint military drills for the South Koreans and the Americans were ending, which they were. Also, the Military Times is reporting that White House National Security official Sasha Baker will be the one picked as the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Policy Defense News. And kudos and good luck to that person. Now, let's not forget, also, in looking at some of the news that's out there, the U.S. Senate rejected a Republican proposal to add $50 billion in defense infrastructure spending to the Democrats' budget resolution. Don't know where that's going to go yet. Also, a bill to cancel more veterans with service dogs trained to support mental health and their conditions is headed to President Biden's desk right now. Now, let's not forget either that the service is laser focused on bringing the integrated battleground command system through an integrated experience test, and that'll begin next month. We should have the unit right out of Tampa Bay going over there to help out. Now, Oshkosh and their Defense Department has landed another contract to supply additional medium-caliber weapon systems to the U.S. Army. Some people will be surprised to hear that. Some people won't. All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means that Chris Markowski is right around the corner. Got a lot to talk about with Mr. Chris today, I'll tell you that much. It's going to be a busy day. Don't go anywhere. Things are rapidly changing here. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura will also offer home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Now, don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and also church pastors. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, and online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, if you do that before the deal starts, the captain sent you, that's an automatic $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. So it's worth $500 to you when you get inside the showroom and you say, hey, the captain sent me. Right away, that puts an alarm bell off in the mind of the sales representative. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Listen, a lot of people are starting to get concerned. I don't know where they've been, but the inflation increased again, and it's continuing along at a record high, and I don't see it going down anytime soon.
No, you know, the words are starting to change. You notice that? It's going from transitory to sticky.
Right.
The only thing that, and they're using this, oh, yeah, inflation is a little bit more muted last month, is that used cars didn't go up as much, which is, I mean, again, it's an insult. It actually insults my intelligence. It really does. It makes no sense whatsoever what they're saying. Used cars, really? Used car prices should be going down. I mean, based upon traditional, not continuing to go up.
That's right.
The price of everything that we buy, use, whether it be, you know, food, whether it be tolls, doesn't make any difference what it is. Everything is going up.
Yeah. Well, here's one for you. The Biden administration and the White House in general have aimed to reduce gas prices and calls for OPEC to boost oil production while not allowing our pipeline to be built, not allowing more fuel to be processed at the refineries around the countryside. And, I mean, it's just a slap in the face to our people. They'd rather give the money to the foreigners instead of keeping it here at home.
Again, you know, you make sense out of this. Where's the logic and reason behind it? You know, we don't want to manufacture oil because oil is dirty and petroleum is bad, all this stuff. But we want you to do it. Last time I checked, we all live on the same planet here, right? You're giving me this whole green nonsense here that you're trying to push. But when push comes to shove, we still need the petroleum, we still need the oil. Just rather than getting it here, employing Americans, becoming more self-sufficient, we're going to get it from somebody else. Makes no sense whatsoever.
Right. Now, Republicans have told the Democrats they're going to have to go it alone on the debt ceiling, that they are not going to raise the debt ceiling.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
When was the last time? I mean, honestly, at this point in time, and I know this may turn off some of your listeners, if you're a member of the Republican Party, I don't get it. At some point in time, you got to call them up and say, I'm done. I'm out. Support individual candidates. The Republican Party just, again, caved on you with this infrastructure bill. And what are they going to do when it comes to the debt ceiling? What are they going to do when it comes to Biden's budget? They're going to cave there as well.
Yeah.
Mark my words. Okay. Yeah. $426 million was spent on lobbying. And if you don't think that went to Republicans, it did. They have no concern for fiscal sanity at all. And it's sad, but this is the reality. This is who you have more often than not representing you.
Mm-hmm. Now, Senator Pat Toomey, who is a Republican from Pennsylvania and the ranking member on the Senate Banking Committee, is trying to repeal the evictions ban.
Well, again, it's like repealing an executive order, difficult to do. It's coming from the executive branch of government.
It takes a two-third vote to overturn it.
Yeah. Going to be difficult. Well, two-thirds. Good luck with that. I mean, that's just not going to happen. They're not going to get that to happen. You're going to have to deal with this in the courts. And it was dealt with in the courts. And, unfortunately, Kavanaugh let the thing ride, thinking the thing was going to expire. And then, lo and behold, the administration is playing shenanigans right now. Again, another shot at Republicans. You have the sitting president of the United States admitting that, the eviction ban is unconstitutional and admitting that he's going to use the court system to tie it up and keep it around for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't the Republican Party shut down Congress? Just for that. Just shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Just shut it down. Basically bring it to a standstill and say, wait, the president of the United States is admitting that he's pushing something that's unconstitutional. Last time I checked, you put your hand on a Bible swearing to uphold the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they didn't. They didn't. It could have been a rallying cry, and they let it go.
Now, the New York Stock Exchange and its latest corporate entity is issuing a vaccine mandate.
Oh, for the New York – well, there's no – the New York Stock Exchange itself is it's a soundstage. There's not much business being done on the New York Stock Exchange and down on the floor, which back in the day was where things were transacted. It's all computerized right now. So basically you're talking about, some people on a soundstage and also office workers and some of the media people that are down there. It's not a big deal.
Now, the former President Donald Trump has slammed the $3.5 trillion communist plan to destroy America.
Well, most certainly, you know, it's the, we've been on the, road to serfdom, socialism road for a very long period of time. And this most certainly, further ingrains that as a part of who we are and what we are. Many people here in this country have come to believe that they're entitled to stuff and they don't want to work for it. And that's where we are. So I agree with the president. And again, you Republicans have gone along with this. And, I might like to add as well, Republican administrations in the past, including the Trump administration, Bush administration, have expanded the size of government. Trump did a pretty good job reducing the size of the executive branch and getting rid of regulations. But again, there's no fiscal responsibility in any of these administrations. We can take a look back and basically let history be the judge of these. Whether it be Democrats or Republicans, they continue to spend and spend and spend and expand the size.
Mm-hmm. Now, the White House and some of their top officials met with Mexico's President López Obrador on immigration and economy and trying to get them to pump up some of their fuel and get it out there in the system to help things out.
Mexico's actually, and I don't blame them. Mexican government's none too happy about the violence with the cartels, and they're starting to turn the page a little bit and starting to, hoist the blame on the United States and the fact that we're the ones that are using the drugs, and that's part of the problem. The border's always been an issue, and right now it's worse than I've ever seen, and nobody really seems to care about it. We don't manage our border properly. We got this continuing narrative here in the country that COVID's going to kill us, this Delta variant, yet we continue to allow people that are untested just to come into the country. I'm an American citizen. I had to be tested before I came back into the country 2 days ago. But illegals can come in and they're not tested. They can just go wherever they want. Again, the logic and reason is just, it defies any logic or reason.
Did you hear about all of the drugs, the largest contraband shipment they ever got on the northern border this time?
Marijuana, if I'm not mistaken?
No, it was methane.
Oh, okay.
Crystal meth, yep.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
A lot of it. There was marijuana with it, but it was mostly meth.
Listen, the reason why, people are doing the drugs. People are not doing the drugs, drug trade.
Yep. All righty, here comes the music. I'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out. And by the way, this gentleman that's going to take us to break could be the next governor of California.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.